Here's a story about parents who started out with the goal to teach their autistic son to speak and ended up at the highest court in New Jersey. It began when their insurance company refused to pay for what is intensive and costly treatment, and it led to a lawsuit against the father's boss. NPR's Larry Abramson has this report on the New Jersey couple who've just won an important victory for their autistic child.
81, 82,
Jacob Micheletti is 5 years old, full of energy, and sharp as a tack.
99, 100.
Good job, Jake!
But just a year ago, Jake was in trouble. When autism therapist Carrie Polakowski first met Jake, his language skills were very limited.
He would say hello, and you might say, "What's your name?" And sometimes he would say Jake, sometimes he would say, "What's your name, Jake?" So, you know, a lot of kind of repeating what the other person said.
Polakowski runs a center called Child's Play, housed in a new office park in suburban Branchburg, New Jersey. She and her colleague, Daniela Simon, work with Jake on skills he can only learn through intense repetition, like how to respond to a question with an appropriate answer.
Is this a vehicle?
No.
Is this a vehicle?
No.
What kind of vehicle is this?
An airplane.
Good. Say the whole thing about this vehicle.
This vehicle is an airplane.
Fantastic. Good job, Jake.
Simon praises Jake constantly and takes copious notes on how he's doing. This is known as applied behavior analysis, or ABA. Jake's parents say ABA has transformed Jake from a boy who was retreating into darkness into a precocious, gregarious kid. So Joe Micheletti, who works for the state, assumed his insurance company would cover the cost.
What they said when they rejected me was that the treatment was non-restorative. It didn't restore previously existing function. Jake was 3.5. He had never spoken before. Why should we give him verbal behavior therapy to make him speak now?
The insurance company may not have known who they were tangling with.
Okay, you can come out, Cole. Come on. It's okay. It's all right.
I'll hold your hand.
Joe Micheletti, his wife, and three kids live about an hour away from his Trenton office in Milford, New Jersey. Joe is still working on the back deck, which has a nice view of the nearby cemetery and the rolling countryside.
Delaware River. See those trees, that hill?
That's Pennsylvania. So the Delaware River is right there in between.
Micheletti is a deputy in the state attorney general's office. If he was to sue the state health plan, he knew he would have to fight his own boss in court.
The office was very mixed. There are people there who've worked with me for a long time, career deputies, who were very supportive. There were administrative officials who were not so supportive. They did not appreciate one of their own challenging them.
Oh, mommy!
Yes?
The family plops down on the living room couch as the parents try to keep two very squirmy boys occupied. Elizabeth Micheletti used to work as an attorney, too, and when the family decided to launch this suit, the couple turned into a crack legal team, and their styles meshed.
Joe is so great with strategy, but I don't think he's as eloquent as I am. So together, they were just fantastic. Hi, Jake.
Can you hug me?
Oh, I can give you a hug. Yeah.
But the case dragged on. Even after they won in lower courts, the insurance company refused to pay. So Micheletti himself argued against one of his colleagues in the AG's office earlier this month before the New Jersey Supreme Court. The sound is archived on the court website.
What's required for the Health Benefits Commission is to obey the orders duly issued by the New Jersey judiciary.
The justices of the court were clearly peeved that the state-run insurance company continues to refuse to pay for Jacob's ABA therapy. Assistant Attorney General Louis Scheinlin told the court the insurers just want to determine that the therapy is legitimate.
Which is consistent with its general practice of checking who is providing therapies. Give us your therapy notes so we can check the patient's progress. We can ensure that appropriate utilization of medical services is being provided.
When the New Jersey Supreme Court decided, the judges ordered the insurance company to pay in full for all of Jake's therapy. Many insurance companies say they won't cover ABA because they view it as experimental and unproven. The New Jersey State Health Benefits Commission declined to speak to NPR. NPR contacted a number of private insurance companies such as Cigna and Aetna. They declined to talk on tape, but did send regulations that say we won't cover therapies considered experimental, including ABA. Pamela Greenberg is with an industry group called the Association for Behavioral Health and Wellness. She read a statement saying there just isn't enough data on the effectiveness of ABA therapy.
Yes, there are examples of where ABA has been very effective, and there are other examples of situations where it's been harmful. Coverage decisions need to be made based on the best possible medical evidence and not just on the experience of a few cases.
The Micheletti's victory comes as parents of autistic children across the country are pushing for better coverage of this disorder. Mohit Ghosh of America's Health Insurance Plans says the question isn't whether kids need this therapy, it's who should pay.
The question then becomes, do you provide that through the healthcare setting or do you provide that through the educational setting, as many states have traditionally done?
South Carolina and Texas passed laws this year requiring some insurers to cover autism therapy, and the Pennsylvania House recently passed its own bill. When the governor of South Carolina tried to veto his state's bill, he said one reason was that it would raise premiums by an estimated $48 a year. That veto was overturned. There's a bill before the New Jersey legislature that would mandate coverage for ABA. A state analysis concluded the bill would raise premium costs by under one-half of 1%.
When can you hug mommy? You can hug mommy now.
Jacob Micheletti still gets confused about how to phrase a question. Like a lot of parents, the Micheletti's want Jake to succeed, not merely to get by. The Micheletti's got what they felt were adequate services from their school system. Jake has an aide in his kindergarten. But their neurologist says Jacob will benefit from more intensive therapy, and Elizabeth Micheletti says her son has a right to thrive.
I mean, the standard for a school to teach autistic children is, what is it, making some progress?
Some progress is the standard. So they don't have to, their goal is not to recover or cure your child. Their goal is to show some educational progress. And schools are not medical professionals. They're not doctors. They're not there to cure your child.
Therapists concede that some children won't flourish the way Jacob has, no matter how much therapy they get. So while the Micheletti's adventure is dramatic, it doesn't answer the toughest questions. What are these children entitled to? How much therapy should they get? And who should pay? Larry Abramson, NPR News.
To learn more about efforts across the country to get insurance coverage for autism and to hear arguments in the Jacob Micheletti court case, go to npr.org.